Amendment S may not be as controversial as legalizing marijuana, but it would shake up the state personnel system by changing the rules for hiring and retaining employees. State lawmakers and Governor John Hickenlooper say the 40-year-old rules are outdated and clumsy.
The catchy phrase is yes on S. A strong alliteration. We spent a long time on that.
The governor has made updating the workforce rules one of his top priorities. Among other changes, Amendment S would double the number of candidates that could interview for a state job. It would also expand the types of tests used to evaluate new hires, and it would put in place a permanent hiring preference for veterans.
This is something that all Coloradans, whether they're Republicans or Democrats, should unite behind.
That's former Republican Governor Bill Owens.
It will allow governors and those who we ask to lead this state to do a better and more efficient job.
The amendment has strong support from inside the Capitol. Every single state lawmaker voted in favor of the changes and to send the measure before voters in November. But Governor Hickenlooper says it still faces a big hurdle.
It's confusing enough. A lot of people, we surveyed them, felt inclined against it without knowing anything about it. Once they heard about it, they supported it. So we have to get the word out.
Something that's been difficult in an election year focused more on state house races and the race for president. And money in politics is the reason behind the final measure on the ballot, Amendment 65. The amendment would direct Colorado's congressional delegation to support constitutional changes to campaign finance laws. Elena Nunez is the executive director of Colorado Common Cause, which is backing the proposal.
It's voter instruction. So the goal is for the voters to express their will to the congressional delegation, saying this is an action we want you to take. If Coloradans approve this fall, it sends a really strong message.
Nunez hopes the barrage of attack ads this election season will sway voters to support Amendment 65. She says Common Cause wants to reverse the impacts of the 2010 U.S. Supreme Court decision, Citizens United.
We can set limits on contributions and spending and create a level playing field so that all voices can be heard, regardless of wealth. Right now, if you want to have your voice heard in our political process, you need to be able to write a pretty big check.
But others worry campaign finance limits would restrict free speech. Ryan Call is the chairman of the Colorado Republican Party. At a recent forum, he said there's no reason to try to limit Citizens United.
Rather to make sure that folks have the opportunity to either in an individual way or if they want to bind together with like-minded citizens to have a particular point of view expressed, that they're free to do that and let that marketplace of ideas decide.
Opponents also say the measure is nothing more than an opinion poll and shouldn't even be on the ballot. It is largely symbolic because voters can't bind a member of Congress to vote a certain way. I'm Benta Berkland at the State Capitol.